Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The wild man of late night radio, Ian Lee.
A differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
On air and off the leash.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Some record, huh? 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Junaid. Good evening, Junaid.
How are you, Ian?
I'm good, Junaid. Is your radio on, man?
No, I took it off.
Good lad, well done. What you got for us?
I just want to say thank you for the other day. I'm feeling a lot better today.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good, because me and Catherine were talking about you today and wondering how you were getting on. Are you feeling a bit better?
Yeah, I went for a nice long walk. Ooh. And I'll be watching the football.
Uh-oh.
I'm feeling a lot better today.
I think going for a walk it doesn't work for everyone, right? But going for a walk for me is one of the best things. And just losing myself from an hour and a half an hour, however long I've got, it's a healthy thing to do.
Yeah,
and I forget that it makes me feel better. I should do it more often.
And I really appreciate that you were really kind to me the other day.
Hey, man. That's
I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, thank you very much for...
How's your day been?
My day has been all right. It's been all right. It's been all right, man. I had quite a nasty car crash a couple of weeks ago, Junaid. I don't know if you heard me talking about that. And...
I mean,
I can't say on air what happened, really, for many, many reasons.
I hope you didn't get hurt.
I didn't get hurt. Someone did get hurt. And it has really shook me up. And that's putting it mildly. It's upset me significantly. And I'm struggling to kind of get over that.
It must be hard to overcome. But hopefully you'll be fine with time.
I think so.
Time's a good healer, isn't it?
Time is a good healer. There's old cliches and those old lines. There's a reason that we say them because they are. But the last couple of weeks has been it's been tough, man. And I'm not quite sure how I get over this crash and what I saw and stuff. I don't know how I'm going to get over it.
I think you just keep going.
You have to keep going, I suppose.
I think the sun will shine one day on all of us.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on, and hopefully I will give you a call back.
Yeah, do, man. A lot of people will be punching the air, hearing you sound a lot better than you did the other day, Junaid. So thank you, man.
Yeah. I just wanted to say to everybody, there's always hope.
Don't give
up.
That's a beautiful phrase, brother. Thanks very much for the update, Junaid. We'll speak again.
Thank you.
What a nice guy. I was worried I'd been a little bit harsher than the other day, and Junaid called June. It was a particularly heavy show, and I was worried that I was a little bit short with him. I don't think I was, actually, in hindsight, but afterwards I was thinking, well, that's good to hear him on the upswing,
as they say. The concern is, and I think this is what was going on with Junaid, he was asking for medical advice, and really the best person to go and talk to is your GP.
Yeah.
And we can't take on that responsibility. It's not fair on you.
Well, I've had my licence revoked, partly because I gave the wrong advice. But I don't want to keep banging on about it, but I just don't know how to get over what happened, you know. And I'm being deliberately vague out of respect of the law. It wasn't my fault, but and out of respect to, you know, to people that were involved in it.
Okay, well, here's the thing.
Yeah?
You're not going to get over it like that, obviously, right?
Yeah.
We just keep going, and if you want to talk, you can always talk to me.
Yeah. You know, I just keep seeing it.
I know.
Keep seeing it. And it was, yeah, anyway. So, 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. If you want to give us a call, you'd be very, very welcome to give us a call between now and 1 o'clock. Here we go. 25% of young adults who watch porn are addicted. I totally get this. As a drug addict, a sex addict, anything. What was... Oh, I was... Oh, fight. Mae, M-A-E, I can't remember her last name. She's got a really good series on Radio 4. She's a comedian.
Oh, I was listening to that.
I thought it was brilliant.
Yes.
About addiction.
Yes, American.
American, Canadian, mm-hmm. something like
and
that.
And she was talking about how she, first of all, she was addicted to, obsessed with Bette Midler.
Yeah,
and then
comedy.
And then stand-up comedy.
Mae Martin. Mae Martin. Mae Martin. See if she'll come on the show and plug her show. I know it's always weird plugging other shows on other radio stations, but I thought it was so funny and so insightful. I think next week's is going to be about her being a drug addict, I think. I don't know her. I'm not aware of her. But I thought it was a lot of those 6:30 comedies on BBC Radio 4 are lousy. The Now Show! They're as funny as that Ricky Gervais thing, right? I.e. not very funny.
When was it? Yesterday?
I don't know. It was yesterday or Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anyway, but this made me laugh a lot. I thought it was very observant. I thought it was really honest as well. When she's like talking about being 14 and writing like a sexual fan fiction blog about this comedy troupe that she would go and see every night, five nights a week. And one of the guys said, hey, after the show, hey, you're Mae, aren't you? Yeah, that's me. Yeah. You come to the shows a lot, don't you? Yeah. Do you have a blog? Yeah, I do. Could you stop writing that we're having a relationship because you're 14 and it doesn't look great on me? It was so funny.
Yeah, and he obviously felt awkward about it.
So, yeah, we'll see if we can get her on. See if she'll be up for coming in one night. Because I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Most young adults watch pornography. I don't know if I'd agree with that statement. Most young adults?
I don't know.
Most young adults watch pornography.
It's been a long time since I was a young adult.
Stay there, Simon. Most young adults. Okay, well, I don't know if I'd necessarily buy that. Most young adults watch pornography, and almost a quarter of those who do may be addicted, according to a shocking BBC documentary. I'm shocked that it's as little as that. Here's the thing. People think that addiction means you can't stop drinking or you can't stop shoving stuff up your nose or in your arm. It's not that at all, man. You can be, as Mae Martin says, you can be, addiction is chasing a dopamine high. And that can be through anything. That can be through sex, through porn, through masturbation, through cocaine, through beer, through shopping, through video games, through, bidding on eBay, through gambling. That's what it is.
It's filling that hole in your soul that feels...
Here's the thing. Smartphones, man. Smartphones. That's a dopamine rush. You wait. This story, I'm surprised this story hasn't come out yet. It will come out at some point, right? I don't want you to know it. They don't want you to know it. It will come out at some point that we're all addicted to smartphones, a proper addicted. Little ding goes off. Here's the thing. You got your phone in your pocket and it dings or vibrates. See how long you can keep it in your pocket for.
Yeah.
See how long. I'm the same, right? But see how long. I bet it's not more than a minute.
Another thing. There are people that are addicted to trolling.
Yeah.
That's how they get their kicks. Yeah.
Tell me about it. Porn Laid Bare explores abuse and drugging in the sex industry and reveals the toxic effects the toxic effect that explicit material may be having on young people's relationships and self-esteem. In a survey, I told you this on Periscope last night, didn't I? Mm-hmm. About the guy from the Specials, Terry Hall.
Yes.
This is incredible, right? I'm not a massive Specials fan, so I don't know much about them. Terry Hall, about 22 years ago, did a great solo album, I think called Laugh or Smile or something. Anyway, something to do with showing happiness facially.
Right.
It was a great album, right? And Our Lips Are Sealed by Funboy 3, covered by the Go-Go's, is one of the greatest pop songs of all time. I'm not quite sure why the phone's good, man. Thank you. And Specials got a new album out. Again, I'm not really a Specials fan, and they played a few tracks, and it didn't really work for me. But I get the cultural and racial importance of the band, totally. It's on Radio 4 on Front Row, and he kind of said... he just said, I can't remember how it came about. He said, oh, well, when I was 12, I think, 14, 12, let's say, I was abducted and kidnapped and taken to France and held prisoner by a gang, a paedophile gang. And the presenter went, sorry, what? Is that common knowledge? He said, oh, I've said it before, but yeah. He said, I'm really sorry to push you on this, and you don't have to answer if you don't want, but what happened? And he obviously was very uncomfortable. He's obviously talked about it before. He's obviously gone through a lot of therapy, yeah. I would imagine. This is what I picked up. And but he was still obviously very, very uncomfortable talking about it. But he said I didn't I sort of knew them but didn't. It was supposed to be a school trip and it wasn't, and I got taken to France and kidnapped and I escaped. Flipping heck. That's Terry Hall from the Specials. It was incredible. And you could hear it was, I can't remember the guy's name, John Wilson, I think it is, that does Front Row. And he didn't know what to say. He was there doing an interview about a new album, and suddenly that he's got this thrown at him, or, you know, gently rolled over to him. It was an incredible interview, actually. It was really, really amazing. In a survey, the phone's got Simon, Dave, Henry and Jerry. Stay there. I'm not buying two of those names, but let's see. In a survey carried out for the programme, which follows six British men and women into Spain's murky porn world, 77% of young men and nearly half of young women admitted to watching porn within the last month. Some 23% of the 18 to 25-year-olds who admit watching porn said they might be addicted to it, while a third said they had been encouraged to have riskier sex after watching extreme material online. Well, that doesn't mean anything. What does riskier sex mean? Without
riskier
a condom?
Than what?
Well, yeah, without condoms, does that mean doing it outside? Does that mean a little bit spanky? Don't know what that means. Over half of men said pornography was their main source of sex education compared to a third of women, and you wonder why we need sex education classes in school. But the poll also showed that many young people believe pornography creates unrealistic expectations around sex. One in four said watching porn had stunted their self-confidence and made them consider plastic surgery.
Oh, wow.
And women were concerned about how porn depicts other women, with 50% saying it's dehumanising. It's not just women that worry about that. Trust me. Okay. It doesn't really go on. The addiction is just the headline. It doesn't really go on to explain it. Right, we've got four calls lined up. We're going to have a quick break and then we're going to go to them. 0344-499-1000. This is Talk Radio.
Stimulating nightly emissions guaranteed to open your eyes and your mind.
Oh, my word.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344-499-1000 is the telephone number. Let's go to Jerry. Good evening, Jerry.
Good evening. How are you?
None of your business. I'm fine, thank you, Jerry. I need a pee, actually. I've had too much coffee and it's gone straight through me.
As we say up here, what's happening?
What's happening? We're coming up to Glasgow in June.
I know. I meant to ask you, where did you visit the last time you were in Glasgow?
Where did we visit?
Yeah, it was there.
Not a lot. We played at the Stand in Glasgow last time and we went to the shopping centre.
Yeah, because we were staying in Edinburgh, weren't we?
We were staying in Edinburgh, yeah.
We only came over just before the show.
So boring, yeah.
Yeah, I know, but this time we're staying in Edinburgh. We don't know where yet. We need to get an Airbnb.
Glasgow,
sorry. Okay. This time we're staying in Glasgow.
I don't know much about Edinburgh, apart from the big cannon, but apart from that.
Yeah, well, we're coming to Glasgow. We're staying in Glasgow overnight. So where should we go?
Well, that's what I was coming on to suggest. Things to eat. places to see.
Oh,
and,
yes.
Here we go. This is it, brother. This is what we need. Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Well, where are you staying in Glasgow, do you know?
Don't know yet. We're going to do an Airbnb.
Here's the thing. Where should we not stay?
Well, you should go everywhere in Glasgow, I would say.
There's no areas where we'd be better.
Of the Scottish Tourist Board.
All right.
But no, yeah, I think you should go to the east end of Glasgow.
Okay, yeah, we'll go there.
Yeah, very poor part of Glasgow with a lot of history.
Yeah.
The one place you should go to is the Blue Lagoon chip shop.
I'm not going to go to Glasgow and get some chips.
No.
A bag of chips.
You're going to get your deep fried Mars bar.
No, that is not a real. That's just for tourists, though, isn't it? That's not a real Glaswegian thing.
I'll tell you what's even better is a deep fried Mountie.
Oh, you dirty bastard.
Is it true they do a deep fried macaroni cheese pie?
Oh, they do deep fry. They deep fry you, Cass.
Well, they can try. Truth. Might need a bigger pan.
See if you stand still long enough, they'll deep fry you.
Truth. All right, maybe.
I just phoned in to try and cheer you up, but regardless.
Bless you, brother.
Justin Bieber.
Sorry?
Had a deep fried Mars bar in the Blue Lagoon and the photographs up on the back of the deep fryer.
Oh my God!
The Bieber.
Wowzers!
Was that when he was in his reckless stage?
Oh no, I think he was quite sensible then. I think after he had the deep fried Mars bar, he went off the edge. But that is one in the Blue Lagoon. They've got a photograph of it.
All right. Well, I want to go. Well, if I go in there, I want them to recognise me, and I want my photo right next to the Bieber. That's what I want.
I think you should.
So give them a heads up that we're coming.
You're a legend.
We go. Here we go. This is what we want. Are you coming to the show, Jerry?
I will try. I will make an attempt. So it depends on.
Sorry.
But carry on with the dates and the.
Well, the date is the Saturday, June the 1st.
Okay. And the venue?
The Flying Duck.
Right.
And the time is 7:30.
It's going to go, I'm busy.
No. I'll make an attempt.
All right.
I'll make an attempt.
I suspect.
But I mean, I love you anyway, regardless.
I love you too, brother.
I'll be there in spirit. Anyway.
Thank you very much indeed, Jerry. That's what we want. That's where we prefer people who are there in spirit as opposed to those who actually pay to buy tickets and come and sit down and cheer us on. Big fan. Let's go to Henry. Good evening, Henry.
Ian, I have never talked to you before, but I've listened to you and Kicking Cat for 1,000 years.
1,000 years. Is there any chance that you could pick up your telephone and speak to us? Would that be possible? Because you sound very distant.
I have been listening to you and Kicking Cat for the last 1,000 years. Does that help?
It sounds much better. It sounds like you've been drinking for that long as well.
I cannot tell you that I live just around the corner from Cheltenham race course, and I have been a winner. That means nothing. I want to talk to you about...
Jesus.
No. Something more... Well, the coming, actually, very close to Jesus. Not the first
Wine.
Coming, not the second coming, the 13th coming.
The 13th coming. You've been busy tonight.
I am...
Where do you get the stamina?
I am 60 years of age, and I still come 13 times a day.
Bloody hell.
And I make it my business.
Well, as long as it's nobody else's business. Why?
No, it's not.
Why?
Because I believe if you lose it, you lose it.
Yeah.
And I have never lost it.
Okay.
And the bottom line is here, Ian.
Yes.
I want you to know that there are very old people like myself who are obviously disregarded by the mainstream human beings.
Well, your stream is not disregarded, it would appear. It's quite constant.
No, they're very nice where I come from. They really appreciate me.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if you don't look after it... And you don't make it come very often.
Yes.
Then you may lose it forever.
I worry that if you're using it 13 times a day, it's going to drop off.
No, it used to be 25.
Oh, you've cut down. You've slowed down as you got older. Yes. And are you, can I ask, are you doing this on your own, or is there somebody helping you?
No, I have choices. I'm very, very fortunate. I live
choices.
In the Cotswolds.
Choices.
You know how it is.
Yeah, in the Cotswolds, so sheep. Yeah.
Well, funny enough, did you get my Welsh accent?
Okay.
I need to go to the Welsh area, probably especially on Saturday coming up.
Okay, coming up again. So why did you think it necessary to phone me and Catherine and tell us how many times a day you ejaculate?
I'll tell you why.
Please do.
Because the little monkey who, luckily my daughter is getting rid of very shortly, she's getting rid of him.
Yes. For one time.
He was questioning my whatever you call it. I've lived all over the world. I've made love all over the world.
You've made love all over the world, and your girlfriend's boyfriend was challenging that. So you told him how many times a day you told your daughter's boyfriend how many times a day you ejaculate.
I would hope he would be able to keep up.
Okay, thanks very much indeed for your call. Wow. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. The Independent Republic of Mike Graham on Talk Radio.
Blasted rhetoric from the Banana Republic for people who think capital punishment isn't going nearly far enough.
Join me, the Reverend Mike Graham. Revolutionary, rebellious, rebuilt, rebranded.
Dangerous mid-morning debate with the great dictator.
The Independent Republic of Mike Graham.
This morning from 10
on Talk Radio.
The Wild Man of Late Night Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Rory has tweeted, I've never listened to Ian Lee on Talk Radio before tonight. I'm shocked. Yeah, me too. Flipping heck. Sorry you had to hear that, Amy. You're a young lady and I feel bad that you've heard an old man boasting. I was boasting. Wow.
And that's cutting down.
When I was 16 once, 14 times in a day. But by the end, it was sand. But that was 16.
Are you 16?
Wowzers.
I'm amazed he managed to stay on the phone as long as he did, because obviously he had business to attend to. I mean...
Good evening, Dave.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath. How are you?
Very, very, very... No, it is your business, Dave. It is your business. You're the only one who is allowed to know this. Very, very well, thank you. Buoyed by having seen Slade in Flame tonight. Great movie. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, of course I've seen it, yeah. I wasn't working tonight. I'm suddenly not working. I tried to get tickets, but it was well sold out.
It was sold out, yeah. It was seeing it with an audience. I'd never seen it on the big screen and with an audience before. And, yeah, a lot of laughs.
Beautiful cinema as well.
Yeah, it's a great cinema. Well, Heavenly, which is Martin, whose name I can't remember, who we met, Sarah Cracknell's husband.
Martin Kelly.
They do like a monthly thing there, so I'm going to drop him a little line and see what else is going on. But yeah, it was a great cinema, great vibe. We met Debbie, who works for Dave Hill, and she looked after us like an absolute star. Got to have a little chat with Dave, bumped into Jonathan, who listens to... Well, I don't even know if Jonathan listens to the show very often, but he always seems to be at things we go to. It was lovely. Really, really good night. So, quite inspiring.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Beatles... When, you know, the Beatles... what was it? The tour film that was made recently, documentary.
Oh, yeah. 8 days away. Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed.
It wasn't that great, yeah.
No, it's rubbish. Colourised footage.
Yeah, but we saw it there and it was, you know... Yeah,
colourised footage and Sigourney Weaver. And you're thinking to both things, why? Why? Exactly. What a rubbish.
While I was hanging on, he was talking about Terry Hall.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know the second Funboy 3 album, Waiting.
No, all I had was... I think I had like the best of Funboy 3 or something, and I wasn't that impressed with it. But Our Lips Are Sealed is
a classic pop song.
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, but on that album, there's a song called "Well Fancy That!" Exclamation mark, and it's about exactly what he said about it. It's not laid out in those terms.
Oh, really?
It's a more, well, it's called the "Well Fancy That!" Exclamation mark, but it's a rare old pop song. I was going to phone up about something heavy. I don't know if we're in the mood or not.
Hang on a minute. We're in the mood for something heavy in a second. Can we have a time out for a second, Dave?
Yeah, because
I've noticed my colleague, Catherine Boyle, I don't know if you've heard of her, she's just started smirking, and I just need to find out why. Why are you smirking?
Because I'm trying to find the right words to tell the social media guys what exactly we're sending them in the form of Henry's clip.
Ah, yeah, that's going to be a video tomorrow.
And so I've Googled...
Henry's going viral. There's a surprise.
I've Googled euphemisms.
Yeah.
One of them.
Like a real-life Rolly Birkin. Show, <wasn't it? laughs> I was going to say that one girl was very badly burned.
I made love all over the world.
Yeah. One of the... Swiss Tony, I thought, you know.
One of the euphemisms, of which there are many here, and they're all wonderful... he's badgering the witness.
Oh my god. Dave, now you need to calm down because Dave's got something a little bit heavy.
Okay.
And if you're sniggering in the background.
Well, let me just do this.
Well, just. All right.
You carry on without me.
All right. We generally do. Go on, Dave. Go on.
It's taken me a couple of weeks to make this call. A bit of background. About 4 or 5 years ago, I decided I had enough, and I wrote letters and divided up record collections who I wanted to go to, and decided I was going to go to a railway station and catch a train in the most...
Dave, I'm sorry, brother.
No, that's all right.
That's all right.
I didn't.
Spoiler.
Good. Well, I'm glad you didn't, because you're a good
man.
And
I haven't been in that sort of frame of mind for years.
Who was gonna get the best records?
Well, it depends what you call the best records, you know.
That's true.
Go
on.
Anyway, sort of every time I go through that station now, I tend to look at the spot I was at.
Yeah. Did you actually go and stand there?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the train was coming, and...
What was, if you don't mind me asking, was the split-second thing, thought, idea, light, whatever, that made you take that step backwards?
Honestly, all week I just been feeling completely numb and just, you know, going through life and just not feeling anything at all. And at that moment I felt absolutely terrified, and then I realised I felt something.
Okay.
For the first time in a week, and I suddenly felt, you know, I didn't want, you know, you suddenly didn't want to do this. And I virtually just went to work and didn't, you know, but I suddenly just felt something, and it just suddenly, you know, sort of, I didn't feel numb anymore.
Yeah.
I felt alive.
Yeah.
And it was,
wow.
But, so I'll say, every time I go through there now, I look at that spot and sort of think how far you come, sort of thing. And I was travelling home from London a few weeks ago. I'll keep it quite vague. And I got off at the station, looked over at the spot, and there was someone standing there. When you're going home from work, you feel that you're thinking of other things, what you're having to eat and stuff. I looked over there, didn't think much of it, and then I heard the thing, you know, there trains not stopping at this station. And I had something of this sickness rising in my stomach.
Yeah.
And they went. They were standing exactly on the spot I stood on, 6 years ago. And they went.
Oh, mate.
And...
Jesus.
Yeah. And it sort of... I just couldn't stop looking at the spot for ages. I know people sort of shouting and all that sort of stuff. And the strange, I don't really want to go into details. It's not my story, that's not part of my story. I don't really want to say where it was.
No, exactly. You're, yeah, of course.
Yeah, because that's not my, and sort of the next day I heard people talking. There's a couple of people who were sort of working in London as well. I said, some selfish bugger sort of, threw himself in front of the train. And it's like, oh, God, I wish I could tell you, but I really couldn't talk about it. And a couple of days later, I had to go and, statement with the police and everything.
The statement after an incident is... I had to give a statement the other week, last week, I think, about the crash. That's tough, isn't it? It's tough. It's tougher. It was significant. It was certainly a lot longer than I was expecting it to be.
Yeah.
And it was. It's a lot tougher, isn't it, when you have to go into the detail, the minute, as much minute detail as you can.
Exactly. And I saw my brain. You always think your brain sort of blocks some of it out because you don't want to remember bits of it. And so whether you're, it's just a, this is a sort of your mind as a sort of self-preservation thing where it doesn't want to do that. And sort of I carried on, so I didn't tell anyone about it. I mean, and then I was at work and things were going wrong, you know, as they do, you know, the customer was being an idiot and all this work was going wrong. And suddenly sort of 6 years telescoped into nothing. And I felt all those feelings again. And it was just knocked you for six. And, you know, and I went online and sort of said, I've said the stupid things you say when you just really don't, you've got this screaming thing in your head.
Yeah.
You don't know what to do. And I mean, luckily since then I've seen people who, you know, specialists who are, you know, trained to counsel people with those sort of things. But I wish I'd been, it's very strange, you know, Keith Flint dying recently and you got this thing of, you wish you could talk to someone about it, but there's that sort of shame and that sort of thing. And, you know, oh God, you saw someone die. You shouldn't really, you know, be that guilty about not not being able to handle it.
The guilt is natural, though, isn't it? Unfortunately.
Yeah, I think it is.
It is.
And so when I heard, you know, roughly what had happened to you, I thought, is this going to help at all, me ringing up?
Honestly, probably not.
No,
but, how are you now? I can hear you're obviously still very upset, and it's very recent.
I haven't talked about it that often. I told my boss. Luckily, my boss is a really understanding guy, and he knew there was something wrong. Because I just went and sort of when I was working, just went and cried for about half an hour. Sort of, just, you know, it all got too much, and then you know. We had a word with him and he just sort of, you know, offered me all sorts of different stuff, which luckily I'd already got in play. I'm okay, but I'm not going to ever forget it.
I bet there's a lot of, well, what if I'd spoken to the person? What if I'd gone and stood next to them? A lot of my thinking is, not to make it bad, but a lot of my thinking is, if I left 5 minutes later, it wouldn't have happened. It probably would, you know. It's strange, and the guilt is horrible, but it's natural, Dave.
Yeah, and try not to make it about yourself. I had this sudden thing of, if I'd gone that day, that's what someone else would have seen. If you get what I mean, because it was exactly the same place. I was sort of seeing what I would have, you know, someone else would have seen from, you know, it's really weird.
It is, you know, the person that did what the person that took their own life, that's their story, and that's their husband's story, and their kids, you know, that's the story of that family, right? But your story is equally as valid. Your story is what you saw and what you heard and what you smelt and what you felt, and that is equally as valid. Okay, you're still alive, but that doesn't mean your story is any less important to you and to your the people that are close around you.
I say it shook me up for a couple of weeks. I'm getting myself, but I haven't said it out loud that often. Sort of use the show as therapy. But
no. Hey, listen, you're not at all. And we talked about, you know, perhaps some people the other day being vampires. I don't consider this to be a vampire call at all. I consider this to be a great. You know, we've met you a few times, and you're a good man. You've brought us gifts and stuff. More people should do. But no, you're a good man. And this is not in any way a vampire call. And I appreciate that you're doing it in some ways, trying to offer me a hand. And that is cool. But also, I'm hoping that it's helpful to you in some way.
It is.
You've been able to do this. But I bet that what happened to me the other day, and this is not in any way an exaggeration, people might go, yeah, but it'll pass. This has changed my life and my behaviour forever. Forever. Mm. And I bet that's the same thing for you. It won't always be as sharp as this and as fresh as this, but that's going to change you forever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even in a small way, I remember I was, you'll know this area quite well, but I drove on the Marlow bypass.
Yeah.
And my car completely gave out, I had crawled to the side of it. Every time I go over that spot now, I have a little shiver of, remembering that point, even though it was about 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
So it never goes away. I just like to say as well, Daylight Music, which you mentioned right at the start.
Oh, yeah,
show,
with Emma Pollock, yeah.
Yeah, I go to it quite a lot. It's really good, and I encourage anyone in London who's never been. You just rock up. There's kids can go, anyone can go. You just pay whatever you can. And it's a bit sort of North London. In fact, they have a lot of vegan and gluten-free, cake.
But, marijuana, hashish cakes.
Exactly. But, it's really laid back, and it's that thing. If you're going to be in London and you sort of want a nice way to wake up, it's great. And it's always, they've always got interesting stuff on, and, so I'd really encourage anyone who can make it. I think I'm going to go along on Saturday, actually, because I'm a fan of the Delgados as well. So,
yeah, I was going to, but actually it's a little bit tricky now. But we give us a call Saturday night. We're in on Saturday night. Let us know how it goes.
We'll let you know how it was. But,
Dave, I'm really glad you didn't kill yourself. I mean that. No, I'm not. I don't mean that as a throwaway. Glad you didn't, man.
No.
Thank you, Dave.
And thanks.
See you later, brother. Take care. Bye bye. Oh, man, what a thing to go through. It's funny you talked about giving the statement. I can remember everything about the accident. Everything. I could even remember what exactly how I was positioned as I got out of the car and spoke to the guy in the car in front of me. I can remember everything. A motorbike was involved. I cannot picture the motorbike. Can't see it. Can't see it anywhere. I can see where they pushed it to afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I can see the... I cannot see it. When I'm getting out of the car and I can see everything else. I cannot picture where that motorbike is. Isn't that funny? I can remember everything. I can remember every minute detail. I can remember the sound. I can remember the smell. I can remember the feel of the road underneath me. I can remember what everyone was wearing. Cannot picture where that motorbike is in that scenario. It's just blank. Police officer was always going, well, you must have seen it. I said, I cannot. I can tell you where I think it was, but that would be a guess.
That's not fact.
It's not a statement. That's a guess. I can tell you where I imagine it ended up, but I can't see it. I can see everything else in full horrible technicolor. Thank you, Dave. We got Simon. We got Mo. We got Sheila. This is turning into some hour of radio. You guys all needed yes. You all needed Close to the Edge, and you are pulling out the stops. The Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Right, let's go to Simon in Salisbury. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Kath.
Hello, Simon.
Hi, I've been listening to you for 1,000 years, and that guy you phoned up is one of the most random phone calls I've ever heard.
Well, how many times a day can you ejaculate, Simon?
I'm more like Christmas.
Badgering the witness.
Christmas is coming, so is Simon.
Anyway.
I must admit, Catherine and I are still reeling from that. That was a very shocking but very brave admission from that caller.
I don't think it was brave. I think he tells everybody.
Even his daughter, it would
seem. Daughter's boyfriend.
Did you say a brave admission or emission?
Oh, if you were here, that would get a high five. I'm going to high five Kath on your behalf.
Have this.
Well done. That's for you, Simon. Go on, what you got?
Right, a bit of a low point, but I want to end up on sort of a high note as such, because I know you've been going through it recently.
Okay.
We have spoken before, and I've gone through a pretty rough 14 months.
Yeah.
Where I separated from my wife, lost my job, ended up on anxiety and depression tablets. Got diagnosed with liver disease. And over the last couple of weeks, I've been back to the doctors and I'm now being investigated for cancer.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry, Simon. Wowzers.
However, I'm in a good place.
Go on.
And I think it's something to do... I've never been to AA, but I think it's the trick they use, part of the serendipity prayer, one of the 12 steps.
The serenity prayer, although a serendipity prayer would be just as awesome, but the serenity prayer, go on.
Serendipity is concentrating on the things you can change and don't worry about the things you can't.
It's here's for those who don't know, I said it when I was on about to jump 100 feet off a ledge in I'm a Celebrity, but it's a great prayer. God, drop the word God if you don't like it, but God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and here's the key bit, the wisdom to know the difference. So you've been applying that, have you?
Yeah. If I take over the three main points, what happened with life? I can't change it, so why worry about it now?
Yeah.
The liver disease, well, that's my fault. I shouldn't have drunk so much. I'm giving that up now. But I can't change it. It's there. And same as if it turns out to be cancer, well, I can't change it. I can focus on the future, looking after my daughter, focusing
good.
On her schoolwork.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm in a good place.
I'm blown away. I'm blown away and I'm speechless. This comes at a particularly important time in my life when I need to remember that, man. I need to remember that. Thank you, Simon. That's what's the deal with the old cancer? What are they saying?
I had an ulcer under my tongue when I went down to the doctors and he looked at me and I got referred straight up to the hospital.
Yeah.
So I've had MRI scan, I've had CT tomorrow. I've got to go and see the consultant about doing a biopsy. One of those things.
Wow.
I know you've been through, you know, you've had a rough time recently, but I, you know,
you're an inspiration, man.
Anything, but I do know there's a positive end to out of everything.
Thank you, mate. You're inspiration, and you've reminded me of a basic. You know, it's easy to forget the basic, so I'm going to take that on board. Thank you very much, Simon, and let us know how things go, won't you?
Yeah, we'll do it. Good luck.
Good luck to you. Thanks, thank you very much indeed. Serenity prayer is great. Drop the word God from it if you don't. Even if you don't use it as a prayer, you just use it as a way of working stuff out. It's easy. It works. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change, the courage to change the things I can. I mean, sucking it up and going, and the wisdom to know the difference. Even if you just write down, right, think, what's worrying me? Can I change that? No. Can I change that? Yeah, I could actually, but it would be quite scary. But let's have some of that tomorrow. Good evening, John.
Hello, Ian.
John, what have you got? It says here you're in North America. Is that true?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm based out of New York, and I thought I'd ring you to tell you about the rescheduled Monkees concert I went to.
Hang on a second. How many times a day can you ejaculate?
Oh, my God. I mean...
It's important. Oh, it's important.
Well, if I really, really pushed it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
We had a 60-year-old man tell us he could do it 13 times in a day.
You know, I haven't tried pushing it, you know, that many times for a long time since my youth. So,
I know. I mean, who's got the time?
I think I'd be happy with about six.
Jeez,
five or six.
Wow. All right, buddy, calm down. So hang on, did you go to the Paramount tonight?
No, I went to the Beacon Theatre on Saturday night.
Jesus, I had tickets for that.
That's the one, yes.
Go on, mate. Go on, Mike and Mickey, the Mike and Mickey show. Go on, tell me about it.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, they were on good form. One thing I found a bit strange was they had, you know, they were playing like six guitars at on some songs.
Yeah.
And it was like a wall of sound. So, and Mike Nesmith's vocals aren't so strong these days, but it was fabulous. So and they had a good vibe between each other as well.
Well, you know, he had quadruple heart bypass surgery a year ago, and he's 76, I want to say. But he's they played Saint. Excuse us, guys, get lost, everyone else. They played Saint Matthew, didn't they? You don't know. You're not that much of a fan. All right. Well, hang on a second. I'm going to play your world.
Well, I was only going there, Ian, because you were going.
Yo, John. Well, listen to this. Hang on a second. Here we go. This, no one's heard this. This is Mike Nesmith live in January. Hang on. He's thinking his voice is going. Listen to this. I've got the album of this. No one's heard this anywhere yet.
Tell me just one more time the reasons why you must leave.
Don't think
you convince me.
There's a world exclusive here. I'll get told off for playing that, but that I've got the whole album in my car. John, I'm deeply envious of you. You make me sick, and I hope you had a really, really good time.
It was fabulous. Let me know when you're coming over again.
Wicked, mate. Thank you very much, John. What nice people we're getting. Let's go to Sheila. Good evening, Sheila.
Oh, Ian.
Sheila?
I don't know what to do.
Well, about what? Well, you're not going out with that 60-year-old guy, are you? You can't sit down. We haven't got much time, so right at the end of the show.
Okay.
Go on.
Right. I've got locked out of my house.
Oh.
And I've broken into my next-door neighbour's house. I don't know what to do.
Don't break into your next-door neighbour's house, whatever you do, obviously.
No, I know.
Why don't you break into your house?
Because I don't... Okay, I know where he keeps his keys. And I've been sat out in the rain for, like... an hour.
Why didn't you phone a locksmith?
I phoned you a little while ago and I've been sat there. I don't know what to do. So I went in and I've been sat in the rain and now I don't know what to do. So that's why I'm talking quiet.
Okay. Well, is he in?
He's in. I know the other person that lives in the house, but he's not there. So I've gone into his room.
You can't do that!
I know! But they're Australian, and they're like, you know, neighbours and stuff, and they keep their... I won't tell you where I live, because people...
Did you not knock on the door?
No, because he goes to... They're Australian, and he goes to sleep at about 7 o'clock.
Yeah, in his house!
I know. I sat outside for so long in the rain because I didn't have my keys. And I needed the toilet. I had to go somewhere. So I went into his house. I don't know what to do now.
Phone a locksmith. What are you doing?
Phone a locksmith so that they can break into your house and get out of your neighbour's house.
I know. Okay. I'm friends with him, so that's fine. But he's asleep at the moment.
Okay.
It's not as bad as it sounds. You're making me sound like a criminal.
You've done something criminal. You've broken into someone's house.
But he leaves his keys outside.
Oh, he's asking for it, is he?
If I were you, listen, here's the only thing you can do, Sheila, right, to get out of this, okay, and not get in trouble, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what to do to get out of trouble, okay? It's really simple. You need to get out of that house. But before you do that, you need to murder your neighbour.
Okay. He's really big. He's massive. He's really tall.
Well, then you've got to go in there hard. Don't! Just get out of there!
What are you doing?
This is the most nuts thing I've ever heard. Get out and phone a locksmith.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Sheila.
I'm so scared.
Bye-bye.
She's like Mr. Bloody Bean.
That is nuts. Speaking of which, good evening, Mo.
You're right, Ian.
Yeah, I'm fine, Mo.
Ian, I want to ask you a question, quick question.
Okay, here we go. Yes, what a great way to come in, Paul, yeah.
I read on the internet.
Okay, so I can't be bothered. But troublemaker. He's a troublemaker. Speaking of troublemakers. Speaking of troublemakers is Paul Rass.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? Get out of that house, you mad woman.
Jeez, that is...
Actually, no, hang on. I'm just checking my legal book. Oh, no, they're Australian. That's fine.
It doesn't count.
No laws apply.
He's been in bed since 7.
It doesn't count. That is nuts.
Or go outside quietly and really knock on the door loudly so he lets you back in.
Yeah. I mean...
Don't murder him either.
I think there's an off-con really against
that. There's an off-con. I think maybe. We'll address that to Steve Allen. He can deal with that one. He's got enough
money
on his plate.
The last hour of the show, we had a 60-year-old man...
I heard.
Oh, God.
Surprised he had time to talk to us.
Well, he's cut down, thank God.
I've got no... You're lucky not taking calls.
Right, that terrible old joke, isn't it? You talked about sexist humour earlier on. There's a great old joke from, I think, Max Miller used to tell it about my granddad, 84, married a girl of 17, And we said, what about the wedding night? He said, well, she dies, she dies.
My God. We've got 20 seconds, Paul. What is on your show tonight?
On Sunday night, one of the great voices and guitar and piano. He started a guitarist, but piano talent of the 20th century would have been 100 years old. We are celebrating by talking to the curator from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Nat King Cole.
Oh, 100
years old on Sunday.
Wow.
So, but Nat King Cole and one of the country's leading verminators to tell us what's lurking in your pillows, in your mattresses.
Oh, I hate stuff
maybe
like that.
In your clothes.
No.
There's a story about bedbugs that were feeding on an old couple, well, and people thought they were ladybirds, that they'd gone red with the blood of human beings.
Stop.
They've been in there months.
We're
going to be a great show.
13 times. Stop it. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.